pants all the way there, right? I have one shoe on and I'm squatting on the floor of this shopping mall taking a shit. The only thing that I remember from that moment, right, was my friend saying, "Oh no."
This guy brought her home, and after they had sex, right, she was damn gone. And she shat in four corners of her room. She shat in four corners of the guy's room, right?
Wait, why four corners?
You know? I don't know, Nazia. I don't know whether he's actually...
Some sort of f***ing demonic ritual going on there.
That sounds like my dog, eh. Like marking territory. Okay, then can you kick us off with another song?
Another song. Summer has come and passed. The innocence can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Take it away, Daniel.
Like my father has come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast.
All together.
Wake me up when September ends.
Welcome back to the Liquor Crowd Show, the World's Down podcast filmed in an actual bar. Oh my god, that felt good, guys. That felt fucking good. Now, I couldn't. Yeah, cheers. Come on, cheers, Nicolette, guys.
Cheers.
Come on.
Cheers.
Come on, cheers. You know, we haven't done a song in a while.
My fucking glass.
We haven't done that in a while because Daniel said that nobody wants me to sing. So, but it feels good to do it. It's been a while. But before we continue, I just want to remind you to like, share, and subscribe to the Liquor Crowd Show YouTube channel. Also, I would like to thank everyone because we are above 1k subscribers, which took a long fucking time. We took a long fucking time. We're still here, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like seeing us, you can also follow us and rate us 5 stars on Spotify. We're available on audio as well. If you want more from us and just want to see a little bit behind the scenes, a little bit of extra stuff, you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at the Liquid Courage Show. That being said, oh yeah, thank you so much for Alcopon for having us. We're very full, very drunk, especially Nicolette, as you can tell. She just now tell me, right, when she drunk, right, she say a lot of like unfiltered stuff. This is the exact quote. Unfiltered stuff. No, Charlene, right side.
Oh.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, Dennis got it. Guys. Have you ever remembered that kind of fear of the first day at school? Like, maybe start of primary school? Maybe primary school a bit too far. Like, secondary school, poly / JC, or in your case, RB. You know, like, do you remember that fear? What was, like, you guys ever experienced that? Like, oh.
I got the first day of school, Lao Sai Wan.
Oh, shit.
No, is it just me? I will have the first day of school, Lao Sai Wan. Like, example, exams, right? I also like, oh my god, I need to take a dump. Because I'm so nervous. Hmm. You don't have that?
No.
Okay, what do you feel?
Nervous Bowser.
Yeah, I got a nervous cuckoo bird, you know.
I was speaking of Lao Sai, I just want
to... Poop poop pee pee.
Yeah, I just want to share a quick story with you guys. I don't know if I...
Just say it.
So, this was years back at a place that you could drink as much as you want. And I got so drunk. I got so drunk. Let me tell you the story from not my point of view because I cannot remember anything.
Oh shit.
I want to tell you the story from my friend's point of view, which is we
go out for drinks, and as per usual, right, like after drinking, right, we just sit outside, like, wait for Grab to go down, the prices to go down, wait for people to sober up and settle down a bit. And out of nowhere, my friend realizes that I'm missing. Where the fuck is this guy? By the way, Daniel knows.
Clement disappears when he's
right. Yeah.
I know this for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, like you wander off yourself.
Clement went to find me in the middle of nowhere. He didn't find me.
Find what?
Don't know.
Don't know.
I lost in Thailand because I just figured out, like, my friend need food. I'm gonna help buy them food. I ended up, they find me 2 kilometers away from the hotel. On foot, like, no shoes, no.
It's usually a 2 km radius because last time was Clark Quay.
And then
found him in Chinatown.
that was 2 km.
Without your shoes?
Yeah, in Thailand. Huh? In Thailand.
In the Clark Quay one, without all his clothes.
Yeah.
It was Halloween, so he was wearing a costume. And
that is
all,
the scary thing.
Everything gone.
Everything gone.
Costume was gone.
Your underwear?
No, that's I know. I wasn't. That's the horror. I had my trousers and my undershirt on. Right, but my entire corsmo, it was 20 pieces, bro. It was 20 pieces, and need to tie all, right? Somehow I just, like, in the club, right, I party until all gone. And
the what weird thing
is, when I last saw him,
yeah, he was asked Daniel, I was like, bro, where the fuck did my clothes go?
Fully, said, fully clothed with the robe and the sachet and everything. Everything was there.
The belt, all,
yeah,
all.
Everything was there,
So, my friends are wondering where I am, right? Wondering where I am, and they're getting concerned. They're calling me, they don't pick up. So, they start walking around trying to find me, right? My friend goes to one corner, searches, couldn't find me. Another friend goes to one corner, and...
he goes into, like a kind of like a shopping mall, almost.
Okay.
Okay.
And he turns the corner, and he sees me, right? And what he sees...
is me...
right? I don't remember any of this. It's me, pants all over, all the way there, right? I have one shoe on, right? And I'm squatting on the floor of this shopping mall, taking a shit. And the only thing that I hear...
Oh my god, you Joshua Boris, you fucking Joshua!
The only thing that I remember from that moment, right, was my friend saying, oh no. Oh no.
Oh
Nicolette, we can evaluate whether you still want to be best friends with me. Oh now, keep in mind this was very long ago.
I've
this was very, very long ago.
You are nasty.
Wait, you actually like, do you do you actually like pangsai on the floor?
Yeah, I genuinely took a shit on the floor in some fucking shopping mall. This is
okay, was it, but was it like lao sai type? Or
yeah,
was it
bro,
like
I was fucked. I felt like I was poisoned by a local Western food chain. That I won't mention for legal purposes. But yeah, this was a while back. You know, this was the days where, you know, you drink until you die kind. And yeah, so I put my pants back on. We get ushered, right? And the fucked up thing is that my friend that is helping me to meet the other guy didn't tell him what happened. So he just straight away handed me off to my other friend that didn't see anything lah. And I'm just like on him. I'm just on him. Friends wondering like, why does this guy smell like shit, dude? Like,
oh shit!
Yeah, dude.
It's damn nasty.
Yeah. And so we go into a cab, right? And the cab driver the entire time thinking, it's like, what is that smell?
None of us are saying anything. We get off the cab.
Right?
We get off the cab, right? And the cab driver gets out his car and starts cleaning the back seat. Because let's be honest, there was a bit of leakage lah. There was a bit.
Wait, you didn't use tissue to like clean up.
The tissue from where?
You're sticking a shit in the middle of a fucking shopping center. Guys don't carry around tissue paper.
Yeah, definitely not enough for the damage that I made. And like long story short, right, the next day we met, right, and then we debriefed. Like, you ever had a night out with your lads so bad that you need a debrief?
It goes,
next
it goes,
day.
Oh my God, this is the intervention. This guy, yeah. This is the one.
Shit.
No, my friend was just saying, like, hey, bro, I think you drink too much, bro. Like,
see?
Intervention. Like, no, honestly, that was like a big wake up call for me. So, oh, your first day at work, how was it like?
How is it like?
Why a sudden question?
No, that was the topic
of
the episode. That's the topic of the
first
episode.
First day of work.
Work or school? That's how you ask school.
School.
Actually, it's by in school. Work. I don't know why I shared that very, very unnecessarily embarrassing story.
It was quite funny.
That is 100% true, allegedly, in case that the. Dude, you know, honestly, right, the next few days, right, I was checking Stormno. I was checking the news and Stormno. I scared got one fucking CCTV footage of me.
Men
squatting down.
Yeah, actually there was thinking,
you know,
there wasn't anything.
I've seen this kind of CCTV footage, right?
Huh?
Yeah,
I think they had one like of the MRT, like the girl taking a piss.
Yeah, there's always someone with a fucking camera for this kind of shit. Or like there's some woman or man in the airport also doing this kind of nonsense. The video exists somewhere out there, and one of my life goals will be to find this too.
You know what? I hope
please let me know if I find
your friend through,
like,
video.
Just help me out a little bit. Which state in Thailand was this?
This is
Thailand.
This is Singapore. This is Singapore. I thought you said in Thailand.
No, Thailand is where I got.
This makes it a lot easier.
Oh, took a shit in Singapore.
Can you let me know which part of Singapore the mall is?
Definitely video.
My friend's too shocked.
Honestly, I would understand.
True, yeah. This was a lot of years back, lah. This was like when I was first legal kind of shit.
So. You would have traumatized your friend, no? Like, fuck this guy.
My friend legit rather that he just like Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, put your passport on, let's go, let's go, let's get the fuck out of here.
And left the shit. Wait, so you all left the shit there?
I think so. So oh, some fella in the morning opening up his...
Walao
eh. Another bracelet job. Shop.
Another job Charlie will never do. I won't
another
do.
Another job Charlie will never
oh
do.
Oh my gosh, actually.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's damn gross.
Literally, good morning.
Now, what do you think is the key to a get... What do you think is the key to getting a good impression of people?
Not to
but,
shit in the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't know what I there's the no toilet. Relation to the topic at all.
There's literally a phrase, don't shit the floor.
Oh no.
I cannot believe that I'm still stuck at the topic. How did it resonate with you that, oh, this is a great and place
there's
to fuck?
No, there's still like, one more question. There's still one more question to ask. What the fuck happened to the other shoe? She was only one shoe. These are things that keep me up at night, you know. Yes. These are things that keep me up at night. I'll start going searching shopping malls in Singapore. What time are they open until? What is within a 2 km radius where they can still be drunk and like I'm going to assume because it's probably like waiting for Grab price to come down. I want to say like minimum is like 1 AM. Minimum 1 AM. No night rider home. You're waiting to get Grab. Prices are surging because some people just finished work. They're gonna go home and everything. Within the radius, 2 km radius.
I can't. And I think
it must be less than 2 km, right? Because his friend found him relatively fast and then dragged him back. Like your friend is like covered in shit, right? You're not gonna walk back 2 km. You're gonna get a Grab from there. So he still managed to like go back to his friend. So I'm gonna guess within 500 meters.
You know what's funny? It's just that no one listens to me.
You were at Clark Quay, right?
Nobody listens to me, right? Because here's the thing. I was trying to tell my friends that I got to go now. I don't give a fuck about the prices. You book me a fucking cab now because I can't use my phone. Like I'm too fucked to use my phone. But because of how fucked up I was, this is how I came out. Like I was standing in my head, I was saying like, bro, I need y'all now. But what actually came out was like,
So you knew the shit was coming out.
I knew something was gonna happen, lah. For lack of better phrase, I knew that shit was about to go down.
Club or bar?
I don't think he remembers.
No, he remembers.
Technically a bar. Like not a club, but like technically a bar.
Technically a bar.
Do you even tell anyone?
And have you told a significant other about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, have you?
Significant other, no.
Yeah.
Good call.
It never came up. Yeah. Like, you don't ask, like, hey, baby, like, when is the last time you just
shat on the floor? What do you mean it never came up? Like, what do you this mean kind it never of thing came fucking up? Memorable one, you know? Like, if yeah. I knew I took a shit in a shopping mall, right, I'd be like, B, I have to confess to you about something. Yeah! Do you still love me? I shat in a shopping mall. Like,
yeah, that's like the most. Actually, that's the most vulnerable thing you can do with your partner.
Icebreaker.
Yeah.
Well, now at least 1,000 of us subscribers know about this. So I'm being very vulnerable now.
I've got one situation where where it is, I wouldn't say acceptable, but understandable that I know someone who has shat themselves in a shopping mall.
Mm.
So it's not like your case, which is just
not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Not acceptable. Not
but
vibes.
Can I just say before you continue
no
on,
right? No slay for that, bro.
Can I just say it right before as you continue on, right? Like, Nicolette is genuinely leaning away from me as the episodes go ever since after I told this fucking story. She's leaning away from me. Okay, continue.
So it's at a kid's shopping center in Singapore. There's one.
A kid's shopping center?
Yeah, it's a kid's themed shopping center.
Okay.
I think I know which one.
So there was this guy there with a kid. And so I know the shopping center in and
you
out.
You know kids, lah.
I know the shopping center in and out. Because I spent a lot of time in the shopping centers near my place.
Okay.
So I knew all the different like entrances and exits and how to like get to where I needed and back home and, like as fast as possible. Mm. So I knew all like the weird staircase and all like the service as all that shit. So it was once I just needed to buy some stationery. So I must have been like primary or secondary school. So I was still relatively young. And so I opened this door to a staircase that literally is a one-way staircase. So you could get stuck inside.
What do you mean one-way staircase?
Like you can go up and then go out, but you cannot go from up to down.
Means the door is locked.
It's an escalator or what?
No, it's a staircase.
It's a staircase.
But the door upstairs is... Eh? Or the door
so you can,
is the
you
door
can, you
is
can go out, but you cannot come back in
come
once
in.
You...
Ah, It's the door lah.
So the second I entered the staircase, right? Like, it's an undeniable smell of shit. It was an undeniable smell of shit. And then I was about to like close the door. I was like, okay, I need to get home fast, but I don't need to get home that fast.
Yeah, right?
I'll just take a fucking escalator. I'll take a longer route than potentially step on shit or have to like hold my breath and climb stairs. I'll just be fucking, I'll go down.
Yeah, you'll pass out.
And then I hear a voice saying, hello? That was like, oh fuck, man. Like, you definitely hurt the guy. Like, I cannot be an asshole and not respond. So I was like, hi. Then the guy's like, he just like, he's near the door, so it's like there's a small corner behind the door and he was there and he's kind of like held up the most awkward way possible. Like standing, like you know the feeling, right, when you don't want this shit, right, and you're trying to clench every muscle in your body. my man was in that position. But holding the hand of his kid.
Because he's so like the staircase.
Because he couldn't find the toilet. And like, there was like some renovations going on. So like, some of the signs pointed him in the wrong direction or whatever. So he ended up looking like, okay, like maybe this one goes through. You know, some also like that. You like, go towards the open door and then the toilets are behind there. Mm. So he did not realize this. And like, okay, if you honestly need to get shit, right? Stairs are fucking hard. Mm. Stairs are, if you're in this position, stairs are damn hard, dude. So he was just like suffering in there, and like, oh man, it was uncomfortable, man. He looked so uncomfortable, and they could see like little drops of shit on the floor. And it was like proper like lao sai.
So what's the kid doing in there?
The kid is just, where's the kid going to go? His kid, dude.
Right.
What are you going to do with your kid? It's like, run, be free. You can't just release the kid to walk and do the shit.
No, you can't. Please don't do that under any circumstances.
And so I was like, okay, like the fastest way to get, so I gave it like as detailed as I could. Okay, the fastest way to get there is you, like, it goes straight past this, turn left.
Oh, so you saw this guy, you didn't hear him.
At first I opened the door and he heard it, and so he said hello. Like, once I opened the door, I smelled the shit. I was like, I'm out. But he was like just around the corner. And so after that, like he reached around and I grabbed the door like that. So it's like I was like forced to have this interaction. So I gave him like as specific directions as I could, and I was like, I left, man. Like, what else can I do? I did my public service for the day. But oh, I've never seen like more pain in a man's eyes.
Oh, shit.
That's like a dad's age. Like,
he must have been like, the kid must have been maybe like kindergarten nursery kind of like,
right,
able to stand. But
the head just nice.
Cannot help me find
but like
still
a kid. Like,
yeah, but still very much a kid. But see, like, that is a understandable issue.
Mm.
This is societal scum.
Yeah.
You know what? This was a lot of years ago, and I forget. I'm a different fellow now.
If you're old enough to drink, you're old enough to think.
That's just not the truth.
It rhymes bullshit.
It rhymes. Nah. If you're old enough to drink, you're old enough to think. Yeah. Nah, that's not how people do, bro. You've heard about the cases, right?
The denial. What cases? Yeah, what cases?
Yeah, I, out of the corner of my eye, I just want to say, Nicolette is leaning so far from
just
his
come side. Here, sister. Just
she's
come
just
here.
So disgusted by it. You know, I thought we were friends. I thought I get it now. I get it now.
No, we're best friends, no way. Go on.
No, but you're just like, oh, fuck this guy. You're like subconsciously doing it.
From the corner of my eye, I can just see this chick just like, like, oh,
this guy.
No,
this guy,
I'm like trying to get
this guy
clear
says
view
he's a bit too busy to talk
to
me, and then he goes and takes shits in public.
What?
This guy is a bit too busy to talk for me when setting up for shoots, but then like, he's okay, he finds time to take shit.
I'm just wondering when's the next
there
time he's
no
gonna shit on the
thing
floor.
There is no such thing as finding time to shit. You know what, guys? You know what? Fuck you guys. I was really vulnerable today. Right? I was really vulnerable today. I thought this was a safe space. You know? I thought this was a safe space, but like...
It is. No judgment.
No, I feel judged right now. I feel very judgmental right now.
I'm absolutely judging this fucker.
Yeah. I feel the judgment. I feel like y'all think that it's not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay.
I'm excited to see the episode titles, right? Because this one, there's no way we are going back to talk about work. This episode is titled.
Yeah, what, like, first day at your job?
This episode is titled, which shopping center did Clement shit at? Viewers, right? Okay, viewers, fuck it. If you do the research, right, you get the correct answer, right?
I will buy you a drink.
Fuck it, I'll give you $100 cash. I'll give you $100 cash to give me the correct answer, and then Clement says, like, this is the correct answer, right? I'll give you $300 cash, right, if you can find me the CCTV footage. I will pay you for the fucking CCTV footage of this. I'm a man of my word. I'll fucking pay.
I don't even know. I genuinely don't even know. I'm low-key regretting talking about this. I don't even know how to release this yet. I can't. I honestly.
No, just say.
Honestly, I don't know.
Just
because
say.
Because I was so fucked up. I know the area that I was.
Okay,
in.
Then tell me the area. You're really vulnerable, yeah. What's more?
This guy, his face just says, oh, I'm fucked.
The area, just the area. No need the specific name.
Ayah, say the area, confirm no already lah.
Okay, fine. Right, just for the sake of them, but I'm not gonna put this out there to make it too easy for you guys to earn Daniel Sid's $300. But it was at.
Fuck, that's so easy already, dude.
Ayah.
Honestly, I don't even know where it was. I genuinely don't even know where it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just ask for CCTV footage, like.
Don't lah, don't go and find lah.
I'm kidding.
Don't go and find $300.
But I mean the $300, sorry, what?
No.
$300
for
fuck you, Daniel.
Spread love, not hate, guys.
So y'all don't have this kind of like similar experiences or what?
No, I was thinking of this story that my friend told me 2 years ago. So you know, like there was this girl, not sure whether it's true or not, but sorry, there was this girl that like I think had a one night stand with a guy. The guy was
sorry.
Alamak. The girl had a one night stand, right? Then this guy brought her home, and after they had sex, right, she was damn gone. And she shat in four corners of her room. And she shat in four corners of the guy's room, right?
Wait, why four corners?
I don't know, I don't know whether it's actually...
There is some sort of fucking demonic ritual going on there.
That sounds like my dog, like mucking territory.
That's a established pattern, dude. In the four corners of the room, she went to take a shit, dude.
I honestly don't know if it's four corners, because it doesn't make sense. But that's what my friend told me. But you bring a girl back, right? Then this girl put on your in your bedroom. Then you know the mother found out. The mom found out.
Wait,
and made
why
her clean
all
up.
Four corners? How big is your room, right?
Yeah, and that means
your four corners are just open. You stop and you move. What's the logistics of this?
Like, right. you shit and then
take five steps and pull one time.
No, she's marking territory. You know how like dogs like they like go to specific areas. That's what she was doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just cornering the guy.
Exactly. And if you think about it right, if you genuinely think about it right, why no one stop her? After the first time, okay, now no choice.
Second time, nobody stop her.
But what's
he
doing?
Four corners, yeah, 还要走路, like, still need to walk, no. So
who
after
is gonna
the first
stop
time,
her?
What do you mean? You after you bust the nut, you just like,
Maybe she wake up in the middle of the night to bang.
Oh my gosh, it's in the middle of the night.
Four times for you to like, hey, brother, stop. Like
it's probably in the middle of the night lah. Huh? Like you know you fart already, then you sleep, then you wake up, then like, oh
so
fuck.
You wake up then shit.
Oh fuck, I can't slide.
You wake up, you just like, alamak, apa tu? Then you just like, shit, in
honestly,
all four corners.
Honestly, I don't know, but I just wanted to ask you because you have the same mentality. Like, I don't know how right?
Clemens, he's normal, he just shits in one corner.
How did you like, oh, this is not the toilet, but oop, let's take a shit here.
No, it was like a bopian lah.
Life or death.
I really cannot relate to you, right?
Is because I almost exclusively refuse to shit anywhere except for home.
Yeah.
Or hotel.
I'm chill. I'm flexible.
You're an animal, dude. You're just flexible.
Open mindset.
This.
Yeah. When it comes, like, it's okay. We understand.
Better out than in, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
safe space here.
I mean, like, this was a long time ago, you know, there's something that I gotta live with, lah. Something that
Okay, we shall drop it.
Yeah.
Just like he did.
Well, You know what? You know what? I have no shame about it. I have no shame about it because you know what? People accept me for who I am and my past. And I will let you know what my future partner thinks about this because apparently I should tell them.
Yeah.
Would you want your boyfriend to tell you this kind of thing?
If my boyfriend tells me this, I'll laugh. Yeah. I will bully him for it.
Yeah.
Honestly speaking.
As a friend, right, you have to bully it. It's
I've gotten funny. I've gotten it for years, brother.
If your
for
friend years. Don't bully you,
it's
right?
It's only going to get worse now.
Yeah. After this,
You know, as a random thought, there's one hope I have for this show, is that one day we have a budget for animations of stories.
I could probably get it down on Fiverr.
Or if we don't have the budget for good animation, right? I want Crime Watch reenactments of this.
I think that would be more expensive, bro.
I honestly don't think it would be more expensive.
Okay.
I really want a reenactment.
So someone that will pretend that
so,
okay, it's
like,
me.
I want the first one, I want the Crime Watch reenactment of Clement taking a shit. And then I want the animated short voodoo poo poo of the girl taking a shit in the four corners of the room and then summoning Satan or something like that.
Wow. You know what? Initially, this video was supposed to be about first impressions at work. Then for some reason, I just decided to share that story and here we are.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't know where else to go from there. I don't think we can talk about pursuing career.
I have fun talking about this.
Yeah, and pursuing further studies anymore after this. So I'm just gonna end it off here. Any final thoughts?
No.
You fuckers. Any final thoughts?
I would like hear your final thoughts. Let's put this issue to rest.
It was a long time ago.
Can we have both your explanation? You already explained it. Let's just skip to the apology. let's go with the press release.
What will you say to the person that had to clean up your shit?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Please.
It was a long time ago.
Wait. Let's picture who's the person. It is one old uncle.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He's already past retirement age, but Singapore is tough, man. You gotta work.
Yeah.
And so he comes to work the next morning and he is like
oh, that's so
it's
sad.
It's a brand new day.
It's
a brand new day. Puts on his uniform, gets out of his locker and everything, pushes his trolley.
Don't cry.
And then before anyone, it's an empty mall.
Check. I'm feeling for the uncle.
And then
now,
just shit wafting into his nose.
Look at Clement's face. Slowly.
Shit wafting. And then, his wrinkles and white hair.
Yeah, and
not
uncle
much at the top
and
already.
And the uncle has to bend down. And
bending, he's already got
he's
a hunch
really
because he does it every day.
The hunch is what gets me.
Yeah, the hunch. Yeah. Oh my god.
This uncle who's just making a living. Just making an honest living. Clement, what do you have to say to uncle?
Yeah.
What do you have to say to Uncle Lim?
What I have to say is that it was a long time ago. It's something that I'm not proud of. But what I have to say to you is that I want you to share, and subscribe to the Liquid Courage Show.
You know, turn the notifications on and follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Liquid Courage Show. Follow us and rate us 5 stars on Spotify if you prefer not seeing my face and just listening to my voice instead. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. What a fucking day, guys. What a fucking day. I'm not proud of it. I really am not proud of it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Woo! Fuck you guys for making me relive that fucking moment in such explicit detail. But okay, thank you guys as well for coming. It's been an amazing experience. We will see you guys in the next one. So cheers. Cheers. Woo! And don't anyhow shit
cheers.
All
our
sex.
Yeah, keep your pants.
So what was the episode about? Yeah, what the fuck was that?